transfigured on the Mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
A question was asked specifically this week about the Sunday Bulletin. Because it has an icon on the cover, the question was asked, what should we do when we're done reading the bulletin? Should we just throw it away? Because some people feel a little guilty, I suppose you could say, when they throw away a bulletin because it has an icon on the cover. Now, the simple questions such as the Bible or icons from our altar or the crumbs from the Andidron, the Psiches after the Andidron, the covers from the altar table, the palms that we receive on Palm Sunday, all of the things that the church blesses have become holy by God's grace. And it's not good for us to just throw those things away. When we've come to the time that we're done using them, like the bulletin, I mean, not like the bulletin, like our Bibles, let's say. Some of us have Bibles that are so old, we've read them so many times. Well, at least I hope that's the case. I hope our Bibles are worn out that we're reading them too many times. But maybe our prayer book, something that we've been using for our prayer time with God, something that we've been using to worship the Lord, and it gets worn out, an old icon or an old Bible. We don't just throw those things away. The proper thing to do in our tradition is that we burn them and then we put the ashes outside somewhere in the garden, maybe under a tree or under a bush or in the flowers, where no one is going to step all over them because they've been made holy by being blessed. There's many, many things. Anything that has been used on the altar table, for example, we do not just throw away. But the bulletin is something a little different, because the bulletin hasn't been blessed. So it isn't really an icon in the same way that the icons that we have on the walls of our church or the icon that we have on our altar at home. So it's a little different. It is possible to take the bulletin when we're done reading it and throw it away. But many people feel very strange because there's an icon on the cover of it. And so there's some different things that we can do if we're not comfortable. We can cut the icon out and we can use it for a craft project for our children or for our grandchildren or something like that, or send it to someone as an inspiration. But it's when it is used, if we take the icon, for example, on our bulletin, and we put it on our iconostasion at home, and we light a candili in front of it, and we say our prayers in front of it, now it's not just a piece of paper. Now it is an icon that has been blessed by our prayers and by the fact that we have used it to glorify God. So it changes a little bit. When we use things, my brothers and sisters, to glorify God and to bless God and to bless ourselves, those things change. God has come and He has entered into creation. We spoke about this way back at Epiphany. When He entered the water, He blessed all of the creation. And we are able, by God's grace, to use the different physical things of the world to bless ourselves and to bless other people. And when something has been blessed, it cannot be just thrown away. It has to be treated with respect. And the way we do that in our tradition is that we burn it and we take the ashes and we put it outside. We have something here at the church where we burn special things So I invite you, if you don't have a place where you can burn your Bibles or your icons, or even the psikoharti, the list of the names that we have when we pray them. When we pray the names in the altar that you turn in, we don't throw those pieces of paper away. We burn them, and the ashes are taken and put out into the garden. One of the things that it also I want to remind everyone is the crumbs from the andidron, or the koliva, the leftover koliva, or the arto from artoklasia. We don't throw those things away. Today we're going to have some memorials, and there's bound to be some extra koliva. We don't always eat every little last bit of koliva after memorial. And we can go to the cemetery, we can put some on the grave, but still there might be some left over. Because the koliva has been blessed, we do not throw it away in the garbage. I'll answer that question in a different day. The question about the Stefan, I'll answer on a different day. Write it down so I don't forget. Write it down so I don't forget. But the koliva and the crumbs from the andidron, these have been blessed by God in the church. We can't just throw them away. And this is how we teach ourselves and our children about the holiness of God. Because what do we have in our life that has been the most blessed but our bodies? In our baptism and in our chrismation and in receiving Holy Communion all of the time throughout our life, our body has been made holy. And so our body has to be treated with dignity and respect. Sevasmos, tousomasmas. Because it has been blessed. If we really believe, this is the point that we've been making all summer long. If we really believe in Jesus Christ, if we really believe that He has come and united us to Himself, then we will treat our bodies, our icons, our Bibles, the crumbs from the andidron, the leftover koliva, the palms from Palm Sunday, even the fitili, even the wick from our candili, we should not throw away because it has been used for prayer. Because we want to honor God. And when St. Paul says that we should pray without ceasing, one of the ways that we can offer our continual prayer to God is to show reverence and respect and dignity for the things that God has blessed. So when you go home with your bulletin today, I want you to consider, what have I done with this bulletin? What does it represent? It's not something that we just can put up on the wall and shoot darts at. Even though it hasn't been blessed, it has an icon on the cover. We should treat it with some amount of respect. Now, it hasn't been blessed, so when we're done reading it, we can recycle it. We should be recycling anyway, and can be reused. But let's begin to make a conscious effort in the things that we use with our church and with our faith, and treat them with the dignity that the blessed things deserve. From the crumbs of the andidron to our human body, and everything in between that had been blessed by God deserves the respect, the sevasmo, because it is holy and blessed. Beautiful. Our crosses. Another question. Things like our crosses when they get old. That's like an icon and a Bible. Bring them to the church, and the church can dispose of them properly. We have a way to do that. If you're not sure what to do, that's a wonderful question. If you're not sure what to do with something, call me and we'll call the office and we'll make arrangements for it to be properly taken care of with respect for the Lord and for His blessings. I hope these question and answers have been beneficial so far this summer. We only have a few more weeks left, and I have more questions than we have Sundays, unfortunately. So we're going to have to maybe send some out in a bulletin so people can get the answers, because we're going to run out of Sundays this summer. So, but I pray that it has been a blessing to everyone. You can still turn in some questions, and then the best ones that we have, the more we can get, the more we can share with the people. Glory to God for all things.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.